Good morning, people of God. Peace and grace from God above and our Lord Jesus Christ be with you from now until forevermore. Yes, it's another day the Lord Jesus Christ has given us, and we shall rejoice in it in the name of Jesus. And I believe that God has been gracious to your life. God has been gracious to our lives. God has been doing wonders in our lives. He has been answering our prayers for mercy. He has been answering. God has been faithful. So he is faithful and he'll forever be faithful. He's not a debtor of anyone. God is faithful. God is faithful. Just trust and believe in him and you'll see his mercy and favor, and you'll see his faithfulness upon your life. Short message, word of exhortation concerning the way we approach Jesus Christ in our prayers, in our Bible reading and meditations. Reading from the book of Luke chapter 18, you can read verse 14 and 13 and 14. The Bible says this tax collector went in front of the altar. He did not even look up to heaven, but he beat his breast and said, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." And he went home justified, meaning he went home with his answers. You and I, we are not aware what situation was he under. He only said, "I'm a sinner." But you and I today, we are not aware what this man was going through. We are not aware if he was sick. We are not aware if he was fired, was needing another job. We are not aware if his wife was sick, his children were sick. We are not aware if he himself was sick in body. We are not aware if he had fallen short of glory of God and therefore asking for his mercy. You and I, we are completely not aware of what he was going through. The only thing you and I, we know is the fact that he said, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." The Bible says he went home justified, meaning he went home with his answer. One thing we must know is it is not proper for you and I to approach God and to remind him of the things that he's aware of. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 about our worries, what we shall eat, what we shall wear. The Bible says there is not even a single hair will fall from your head without God knowing. That meaning God is aware of yours and my situation. God knows exactly what we're going through. He knows exactly what we want for our survivals. He knows exactly what we want for our healing. So it is not proper for you and I to approach God and to remind him of which he's aware of. It is not proper to approach God and say, "God, heal me. I have a headache." Do you want to tell me God is not aware of your headache? It is not proper to approach God and say, "God, heal my marriage." Do you want to tell me God is not aware of a situation in your marriage? It is not proper to approach God and say, "God, I'm jobless. Give me a job." You want to tell me he is not aware of your joblessness? You want to tell me he is not aware of your back problem? It is not aware of your infertility? It is not aware of your weak erection? He is not aware of lumbar spondylosis, of migraine, of whatever virus, HIV, AIDS? Is that what you want to tell me? No, God is aware of yours and my situation. God knows it all. So it is not proper to approach him and say, "God, here is my situation, heal me." But it is rather proper to approach him and say, "Lord, I'm a sinner, have mercy on me." For the Bible tells me in the book of Romans chapter 11 verse 31 that God has bound all mankind to disobedience so that he may show us mercy. God has bound all of us to disobedience so that he may show us his mercy. Showing us mercy, it means we are justified. Showing us his mercy, it means we are healed. Showing us mercy, it means we've received our jobs that we've been looking for. Showing us mercy, it means we've received the solution to our marital problem. Show us mercy, it means our infertility problem has been sin removed, showing us mercy. It means our weak erection problem, low sperm count problem, has been removed, has been healed, showing us mercy. It means God has stepped in into our situation. Now we are in the new situation with Jesus Christ, reminding him of what he already knows. It is not proper, but you and I, we shall take it upon ourselves not to remind God, but to just say, Lord, have mercy on us, and to begin to thank him for our situation, to begin to thank him for the future that God has promised us, rather than reminding him, Lord, I'm sick, heal me. Lord, I need a job, give me a job. Lord, my back is painful, heal me. Lord, I'm this, I'm that. All numbers of complaints before God, instead of us just begging for his mercy. When mercy is shown to us, what else? When mercy is shown to us, it means we have been ushered in the presence of God, where we have the fullness of life, where we have everything we need for our survival from here on. When we have been shown mercy, we have received everything we need to live for God here on earth and after this earth. When mercy has been shown to us, it means we are walking with Jesus Christ. It means we are relating with Jesus Christ. Instead of us begging God and say, Lord, give me, Lord, give me, Lord, give me. Let you and I begin to ask for mercy. Blind Bartimaeus, another example, he didn't say to Jesus Christ and say, son of David, heal me, I'm blind, heal me, heal me, heal me, heal me, heal me. Give me a job, give me a job, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money. No, he didn't say that. He came to God and said, son of David, have mercy on me. Though they were rebuking him, though he was going through tough situation to reach to Jesus Christ, he kept on saying, son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible says his prayers were answered. He also went home justified. When he stepped into the presence of God, though Jesus Christ was aware of his situation, he said, I'm blind, I want to see again. God asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, I'm blind, I want to see again. And the Bible says he received his sight. Are we going to Jesus Christ with our problems, forgetting that we are sinners? How are we approaching God, forgetting that he is aware of our situation? Are we approaching him, reminding him of our problems? Or are we going to approach him and beg for his mercy and favor? Once you've received his mercy and favor, then he will ask you, what do you want me to do for you? You'll be ushered in the presence of God, where there is fullness of everything, where there is life in abundance, where your back will be touched, where your marital problem will be parted with, where your problems will be resolved once we receive the mercy of God. Let us take it up on our hearts when we approach Jesus Christ, instead of asking, putting demand, let's begin by asking for mercy, knowing that we are sinners. Let's humble ourselves before the throne of grace. Daniel said in chapter 9 that we are not asking of you because we are righteous. No, we are asking of you because of your great compassion, because of your mercy. That's why we are asking you. We are not righteous. For the Bible is telling us in the book of Romans chapter 3, there is no one, not even one is righteous. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And therefore we are justified freely by his mercy. So it is the mercy of God we need. When we are sick in body, we need mercy of God. When we've fallen short of his glory, we need mercy of God. When we don't have jobs, we need mercy of God. When we're going through lack and want, we need mercy of God. When we are struggling to conceive, to have the fruit of the womb, we need mercy of God. When we are having weak erection, we need mercy of God. When we are having migraine, we need mercy of God. When we are having lumbar spondylosis, cervical spondylosis, you name them, all these challenges of the body, sickness and disease, when we are going through them, all these challenges of this world, we need mercy and favor of God. That's all we need. Once we've been shown mercy and favor of God, here comes solution. Here comes everything that we need for our survival. Let us remember that there's nothing that we have done to be in the position where we are right now. It is the mercy of God. There's nothing that we have done or we have given to God for us to be alive right now, but it is by His mercy and favor of God. So it is very important and necessary to rely upon the mercy and favor of God, and not to remind God of our situation, but to ask Him for His mercy and favor. For we are all bound to disobedience. We are all bound by God Himself to disobedience, so all mankind may be shown mercy. It doesn't matter who you are, mercy shall be shown to you. This is the word of God. When you read in that Romans chapter 11, verse 31, 32, so that mercy may be shown to every one of us. Nobody can say mercy was never shown to me unless you are not asking for it. Mercy, mercy, mercy of God is what we need. So let us change our attitude when approaching God. Let's start by asking for His mercy and favor. And when He ushers us into His presence, then in His presence, He will supply all our needs. He will meet all our needs. All our problems will find the solutions within the presence of God. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, Your mercy and favor, that's what we need. Lord, the tax collector went home justified after he said in his prayer, I'm a sinner, have mercy on me. Lord, we don't know what he was going through. We don't know what situation he went through. But the Bible tells us he went home justified, meaning his prayers were answered. He received the solution to his problem. If he was sick, he was healed. Lord Jesus, here we are, Father, by your mercy and grace. Father, touch us in the name of Jesus Christ. By your mercy and favor, Lord, see us before you, Father. Show us mercy in the name of Jesus. Let us go justified in the name of Jesus. Justify us by your mercy and favor in the name of Jesus. As it was with this tax collector, so shall it be. So it is right now. Justify us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we beg for your mercy and favor. Lord, your people are going through tough situations, are going through difficulties. Lord, you are aware that your people are going through sickness and disease. You are aware that your people are going through challenges of this world. Lord, you are aware. Father, pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, that you show us mercy and favor. Your mercy we desire in the name of Jesus Christ. Your mercy, oh Lord. Your mercy, oh Lord. Your mercy, oh Lord. Those ones are sick, show them mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Those ones have problems, show them mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Show us mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who need deliverance, show them mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Show them mercy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, and a very good morning to your life. The Bible says, joy comes in the morning. That's why we are greeting good morning. It doesn't matter the time of the day, we greet good morning. That greeting is a spiritual greeting. Believe in it. Good morning means the beginning of new things. Good morning means the dawn of a new day. Everything is new. Good morning means your situation is over. Good morning means you are healed. Good morning, good morning, good morning to your life. This is a spiritual greeting. Just believe in it and you shall see it come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning to your life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.